You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Join the Cleveland Browns in Columbus for the Orange and Brown scrimmage on Friday, August 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Ohio Stadium, including pre-scrimmage festivities. Get your free tickets to this Browns inter-squad scrimmage beginning Monday, June 22nd at 10 a.m. on ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. That's June 22nd at 10 a.m. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, go to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. We've got Tony in Cleveland. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Two very quick points. First of all, I almost fell off my chair when I heard Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football. There's another guy, I don't know how much football you watch, you may have heard of him, Tom Brady. He's not too bad of a player.
No, never heard of him.
No.
Well, you can Google him up then, because when you start saying Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in football, what it tells me is you don't know football, okay?
Really? I know football
and
very well.
Second, this is how difficult it is to be a Browns fan. It's so hard to be a Browns fan when all we do is talk about a punter. A large part of our conversation is about a punter. Go Cavs.
Well, that was an intelligent call. We're just talking about the new guy on the team and what we saw from him, which I think is pretty relevant.
Thanks, Tony.
Second of all, Tom Brady's overall body of work maybe is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And
that's
why, you know, right now the greatest of all time is a debate between Tom Brady and Joe Montana. I think if you were to poll general managers and or players.
How about and or players and or current
players?
Current quarterbacks.
In the NFL, who is the best quarterback in the NFL today? I don't even think it's close. I don't think anybody's close to Aaron Rodgers. So I would say I'm not sure that he watches all that much football to
say something.
You know
what? To be very honest with you, I don't watch all that much football, Tony, to your point, okay? I've seen a lot of it firsthand because I actually played the game.
With Aaron Rodgers.
With Aaron Rodgers.
With Philip Rivers.
With Philip Rivers, with Drew Brees, with Alex Smith, okay? Number one overall draft pick. Never lived up to his billing, okay? So I don't sit at home on my couch and watch a lot of TV, you know, and watch a lot of football. Yes, I did. Multiple times. Got beat by him by a team that was undefeated and went on to lose a Super Bowl.
That's right. To the New York Football Giants. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking about great players. It was a very obnoxious.
Is Andy Lee a great punter?
It was a three-time Pro Bowler.
His resume says so.
He's the new guy on the team. It's the first time I got to see him literally let it fly, and it was different than anything I'd seen. Sorry that that's an inconvenient observation for you, Tony.
Go deflate a football.
Go to Brian in Cleveland now. Brian, welcome to the show.
What up, bro?
What's up, man? Brother? How you doing?
Oh, I'm feeling real good. You know, 2-1, 2 over 1 ain't bad to me.
You confident?
It is a good place to be.
I was so inspired by our play this last season.
Yep.
That, you know, I wrote a song, and it's called the Cleveland Chant.
Okay.
Now, y'all can play. Y'all can be a part of it. When I say let's go, I need y'all to say, oh. Can you do that?
Yes, we can.
Okay, here we go. It's clean, so don't worry. All right. Just when you thought it was over, Matthew Dellavedova, game day, let's play. Take some weight off them shoulders. Focus on the moment. Hold up. Sorry, I'm playing. Hold up. Okay, focus on the moment. Working with a worthy opponent. You know the theme. Let it ring. Let's go and we own it. Non-fictional fact, because you know the defense is strapped. We all in, putting Cleveland back on the map. So rest up, K-Love, Godspeed, Kyrie, don't worry about it. LeBron put it all on me. Rest up, K-Love, Godspeed, Kyrie, don't worry about it. LeBron put it all on me, and let's go.
Oh.
Let's go.
I like it, Brian. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate that. Good stuff. You never know what's going to happen. We got yelled at, then we got a singing. It was good. I liked it, though.
Your was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brendan in Cleveland. Brendan, you got a couple tough acts to follow, my friend.
Oh, man. What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
You got it. To spread Cavs good karma.
That's right.
And figured I had to call in because I called in Tuesday as well.
There you go.
I was the caller about the whole Canada thing.
Yes.
I think that Cam from Canada, he needs to call in as well. Keep the karma going.
Put him on blast. I'm sure we'll have Cam here shortly.
He's been a tweeting machine.
Was Cam correct, though, with your ability to watch the game in Canada?
Well, I'm not there quite yet. I'm going to be there next week. So hopefully I take his word. I should be all right.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
You got it, man.
All right. We appreciate the phone call there. 216-578-0850. I'm still a little bit upset.
That was a good
comeback from like how annoying that caller before was. Whether or not you believe Tom Brady is better than Aaron Rodgers, it certainly is at the minimum a debatable point that you could bring in film study, statistics, whatever into, and it's not something that requires such a high level of snark and just absolutism.
But my whole point is, can we not do that about every position in football? Maybe but a few? Who's the best wide receiver in football? And you're going to name about three or four guys, correct?
Yes.
Jeff might like one. I might choose one. I might agree with you. I might not. You know, you're open your perspective. Who cares? Who's the best running back in football right now? DeMarco Murray, LeSean McCoy.
Sure.
Right? There's three. And because I pick one and you don't agree with me, you want to call in and give me snark? Come on now.
I thought that was a little bit ridiculous. I've got some.
Cool. He's got a great resume. Good. He's got world by the balls. He'll be watching from home as his team takes the field.
I've got some sad news report from the world of wrestling. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, has passed away at the age of 69 years old.
I got a feeling
he
lived a very big and unhealthy life.
The American Dream. Wow. That is very sad. Certainly somebody from my childhood.
He's
just a common man working hard with his hands. And obviously the great battles he had with the Nature Boy Ric Flair. I wonder if that's going to change Ric Flair's plans tonight.
Yeah.
Probably. They're pretty tight.
They're definitely
very tight. That is very, very sad. Very sad stuff. But I guess, that's what happens. His son, Cody Rhodes, still wrestling. Stardust currently. And then Goldust, of course, his other son.
You know that's going to happen to all of us, right?
Eventually.
Yes.
He's only 69, though. 69 is not old.
Dude, the average age of an NFL athlete that played 3 years or more in the National Football League is 59 and a half.
The average age of their death?
Their life expectancy.
Well, stay alive longer than that, Matt Wilhelm.
Hey, dude.
Please.
I'm trying.
So RIP the American Dream. When we come back, we got to kick it off with a little Dusty Rhodes music, Fontana. You got any of that?
Oh, yeah, we'll get it.
We'll get that. We got to get that. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, addressed the media after today's practice. We'll have that, plus a punter. You might want to tune out, Tony. Punter Andy Lee will be joining us here in studio around 2:15, 2:20. So we got that coming here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.